100% Cairns and the Tropical North. It's Classic Hits 4CA. And if you're tuned in on Double Island this morning, maybe not a lot of people over at Double Island, have yourself a wonderful day and check out for some packages that might roll in at some stage today. Possibly a little bit more further south by the sound of things. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show. It is 22 minutes to 8. Get a wriggle on if you're heading to work this morning. Well, how would you like to be a TV star and actually feature in episodes, you know, basically undertaking an unforgettable journey to a secret location for 6 days of fun and adventure? Adventure All-Stars is the ultimate road trip where TV viewers get to experience incredible locations through the eyes of an engaging and socially conscious cast. And you could be one of those people that is actually the engaging, I'm sure you are, and socially conscious cast members as well. To find out a little bit more about this concept and, of course, that local connection as well, is Troy Gray. He's the founder of Charity TV Global and the executive producer of Adventure All-Stars. He joins us all the way from down in Adelaide this morning. G'day, Troy. How are you today?
Murray, great to be with you. I've got to say that intro, best I've had, so thank you very much.
Mate, you should see my face. I've got a great voice for radio, but I tell you what, you don't want me on your TV show. But look, I believe you're recruiting in this part of the world for an episode coming up of Adventure All-Stars. Tell me a little bit more about what you're looking for and maybe the next star that you might actually discover here in tropical North Queensland.
Well, you summed it up beautifully in the intro. We are an adventure-based travel show. We screen in 24 countries, and we're bringing our recruitment phase or our casting phase to your area. So we're looking for people that, I suppose, between 18 and 80, so it encompasses everyone in between those ages, but someone that just wants to do something with their life that's a little bit less than the ordinary. And secondly to that, they also want to do something for a locally based organisation, i.e. to give back to a community or a charity based organisation. And I'll explain a little bit more about how that works, but anyone can apply, and your reward, as you rightly said, will be taken away to a secret location. You'll be surrounded by our award winning film crew, and you will undertake the adventure of a lifetime. So I'm sure your listeners, hopefully their ears have pricked up, and I do urge them to apply.
Now tell me, do you have to be really good looking?
Well, Murray, that would put you front and centre, but no, the other audience, we're not like every other TV show. Casting-wise, Murray, a lot of these TV shows are looking for the loud one or the romantic couple or okay, the crazy, the quiet. This one is just looking for everyday people.
Yeah.
Again, it's an example of what we're looking for is just people that understand that this is an opportunity for them to do something different and also to support a charity along the way. So I don't mind where you come from, what your background is, what your likes or dislikes are. If you think this is for you, then you're the person we're looking for.
Maybe I've got a bit of hope after all. Tell me a little bit more about the locations. What, you know, what type of places? Obviously, we won't go into specifics, but just give me a general idea of some of the places that some of the, well, not contestants, but the cast members may go.
So we'll take you to all corners of Australia. We did some international travel until COVID was thrust upon us, but
sure,
it will be, you know, whether it was in your own backyard, your own state, or somewhere around the country, what we can promise you is that spot that we take you. So if it was the Kimberleys, or it was out on, you know, the Great Barrier Reef, or if it was down in the snow-capped mountains on the border of New South Wales and Victoria, or down, we've been down to Kangaroo Island recently, the Eyre Peninsula, the Great Australian Bight, we will take you to a spot, but we will ensure that whatever you do in that area would be something that you could not undertake yourself. So we've got the support of local councils, state governments, the Australian Tourism work with us. So it will be an experience of a lifetime. And the good news is, because our cameras are there to capture every moment of this, it becomes a keepsake and a great memento.
Oh, definitely. Imagine showing the grandkids that, you know, it's an amazing concept. Look, let's come back to, I guess, that local connection also with Nicola Baker and all the crew there at Moya Moya Australia. Obviously, you know, a rare and very, very difficult disease, and they've actually got some charity events coming up in the not-too-distant future. But they're the charity that have been nominated, I guess, for this North Queensland aspect of what we're doing.
Spot on, Murray, and that's one thing I should explain to your listeners is that all of our TV shows are aligned to a charity, and those charities can be in any area around Australia. And the pre-filming component for all of our cast members is we work with that charity to try and heighten their exposure, and we raise them funds. And essentially, your reward for doing so is a spot on our TV show, and that's where we take you away and do something special. So Nicola and her team at Moya Moya Australia, I mean, they're Ravenshoe based. You know, it's a couple of hours from Cairns. They do an enormous amount of work, not just in the Tablelands region, but they do it all around Australia. They're looking to help as much as they can with this rare progressive disorder. And as you rightly said, it's caused by block arteries at the base of the brain, and we want to bring more attention and more funding to this cause. So if you are listening and you want to help a local organisation, then please do register, because when you help them, we will work with you to do something special, and then we'll take you away as a TV cast member on Adventure All Stars. So it's a win-win for everyone.
Now tell me, the most important thing, if you'd like to register and put your hat into the ring, what exactly do you need to do, Troy?
So this is a nice, simple process. Unlike, again, other TV shows where the casting process can be lengthy and drawn out, this is just jump online. So adventureallstars.tv. So you just go to that website, adventureallstars.tv. You'll find that there is a cast application there. It will take you literally a couple of minutes at most to complete. And then our casting team will touch base with you and we'll talk you through the next steps. And our aim is to find 12 people from your area and beyond. And I would like to think that we could start that process today by getting listeners just to jump online and register.
You might have to make that 11, Troy. You know, I'm edging in here. I'm doing okay. But look, you know,
Murray, I've got you down, Murray. I've got you down. And this is, of course, this is live radio, but we'll get a recording and we're going to keep playing this until you are on our team and you're an Adventure All Star.
Well, look, what I will do is I'm going to get a copy of this up online as well, and also a link to exactly where you can actually be part of the cast and put your application in. But just as we wrap up, $7.5 million you've actually raised for charity, and the TV series Adventure All Stars is broadcast in 24 countries. So I tell you what, it's a great opportunity. Troy Gray, he's the founder of Charity TV Global and the executive producer of Adventure All Stars. Mate, it's been wonderful to talk to you. It sounds exciting. I'm going to go and put my makeup on. Take care, and we'll talk soon.
All right, Murray, thank you for your time. She came on.